See, that's where we live, in this new country of grace. Amen. He said, then he says, a new life in a new land. I like that. He said, that's what happened into the life. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. We in a new country. All right, verse 4. He says, when we were lowered into the what?
Water.
It is like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. Okay? Now think about that. So then we looked at, you can go back to the King James now. Then we looked at a little bit. We started talking about the form of baptism, which was water baptism. And then we also started talking about the sinful nature. Remember that he actually, that sinful nature, that's what Paul talking about in verses 1 and 2. He's talking about our nature. But then when he gets to verse 5, if you look at verse 5, it says, for if we have been planted, say planted. It's if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. And we found out, of course, the likeness of his death is called, refers to water baptism, so to speak. But if you look at verse 6 now, verse 5 and 6, it's verse 5 again says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his what? Then it says, knowing this. Well, we ask the question, knowing what, Paul? Paul says, knowing this, that our old man, our old what?
Man.
He calls this, he said that our old man is what?
Crucified.
It's crucified with what?
Man.
Could we say with Christ?
Yeah.
Then he says that, or so that the body of the sinful nature might be what? And remember, we talked about that word destroyed. I gave you a definition of the word destroyed. And the word really destroyed, it means to render inactive. It means to render what?
Inactive.
It does not mean that you cannot sin. It simply means that you don't have to sin.
Amen.
Now, that's good to know.
Amen.
That's good to know. So no one, see, and this is the thing I was thinking about this over this week when I was just going over some different scriptures. The enemy, the only thing that he has to present or to confront you and I with is thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. That's the only thing that he can do. He can't, because he doesn't have any more jurisdiction over you. So the only thing that he's going to come to us with is thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Amen. If you'll understand that, if you'll judge every thought, every idea, and every suggestion, if you'll bring it through or run it through the person of the Holy Spirit, you'll always come out on top.
Amen.
Because one of the things that you need to learn, one of the things that you need to master, see, no one can tell me about Madell Breedlove. One of the things I heard Will Powell said, listen, man, he said before he married Shawnee, he said, Pastor, I studied her, man. I said, I like that, Will. He said, I studied her. So my point is that, see, you need to study your father, your heavenly father. So no one can come to you and say, well, I think this is what God is doing. I think this is what God is saying. I hear Jesus say, my sheep know my voice. In the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Amen. So you need to know that you know that you know your heavenly father's voice. Not only his voice, but you need to be able to know his ways. Are you listening to me? Man, I know his ways. I've been hanging out with him too much. A new thing. Man, I've been hanging out with him. So I know his voice. Well, how do you learn his voice? You just spend some time with it in the Word of God. Whatever you find in there, that's what he's saying. Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
And then we looked at verse 7. Verse 7 says, For he that is dead is freed from sin. And remember one of the things that we talked about, it doesn't mean that it doesn't imply that you cannot sin. That's not the case here. So I told you last week that free from sin means that you don't have to sin anymore. You don't have to sin anymore. But you can sin if you want to. And I said this to you, and I know no one in here has ever done it, but I confess that I've done it. I've sinned since I've been born again, since I've been filled with the Spirit, since I've been speaking with other tongues, since I've carried a Bible with and had different pens marked up, I've sinned. I don't say that with relish, but I've done it. I've repented. However, but my point is that so sin is still around, y'all. Yes. Amen. But I said to you guys, when I learned that sin had no more legal hold over me, I needed to know that. Because what I was taught earlier is that, listen, you when sin wants you, it's going to get you. But I found out from the Word of God is that sin had no more legal. And this is the thing that you guys need to understand, that Christianity is a legal document. Everything that God did, he did it from a legal standpoint. Amen. Man, your heavenly God is a very orderly God. And this is the thing I needed for you guys to see, is that I learned this. I did what? You learned it. So when you learn something, it's not just a one-time shot. Some things happen. You say, man, I learned my lesson. Anybody ever had any parents, so to speak, and say, listen, I remember my mother, she used to tell me some things. This is what I would say. I wouldn't say it to her. But I said, you know, this old lady, she don't know what she's doing. She out of touch. But I submit unto you everything in which she said. It's like the prophet. Is it a spy in the camp? How does she know that? Turn to your neighbor and say, sidebar.
Sidebar.
This had nothing to do with the lesson. But I'm just thinking about our parents. And one of the, you know, when we was coming up, we used to have to go. My father had this, well, he didn't have it. I had an uncle that lived in the country. And so we would go out there every Saturday morning. We would do his garden. We would have to, my father, he would give my father a little spot, have some, you know, tomatoes, cucumbers, all that kind of stuff. Man, I didn't want to do that stuff. I'm a city boy. I'm not doing that stuff. But anyway, we had to do it. 5 o'clock every Saturday morning. We 17, 18 years old. So at that time, you know, you going out, doing some other stuff. So this one morning, I'm coming in, it's about 4:30, 5 o'clock. So I know my father got to come out the side, because that's the only way you go. You come out the side door, and you come around, and you get in the car, and he's supposed to have been leaving. He comes out this other way. I'm back sitting on the porch. He said, boy, I know you just got here. He said, so just get yourself right in the car because you're going right here. How did he know that? How did he know that? What did that have to do with the lesson? Nothing. Our parents, now, just know things. Amen? I learned that, I learned that sin had no more legal hold over me. And when I came to that thing, then I could literally look sin right in the face and say, in the name of Jesus. When I was presented with different situation, I could then say, in the name of Jesus, no, I'm not going there. Amen? Amen. Now let's go to Romans chapter 6.